The Trump administration announced a 25% tariff on imported cars and auto parts. And we want to know in general, get a better understanding, what will the impact of tariffs be on our auto industry? And of course, how that will trickle down to us, the customers. So joining us to give us perspective, Dave Flynn of Park City Ford. Dave, welcome to the show. And I'm sure you've been asked this question many, many times, but how would tariffs impact dealerships like yours when it comes to new vehicles? Let's start there.
Well, good morning, Melissa. Well, first off, I think everybody needs to know that no tariffs have been enacted yet. And I believe it is a negotiating tactic. I think the way this is being done is kind of a severe negotiating tactic. But, for years, for probably 75 years, every administration, practically Democrat or Republican, has tried to even the playing field where, you know, many of our products are taxed unevenly going into their countries while our borders are close to being open. So, right now there is no impact. But, you know, as many things, and I'm not attacking you, Melissa, because I know you're part of the media, you know, they'll predict a snowstorm and they'll tell everybody we're going to get 14 inches and, oh, everybody runs out and panics and right. We get a couple inches and everything's open. So nothing's happened yet. However, if some of these things are enacted and do come to being done and being passed, yes, there could be some severe reactions to imported cars, you know. Cars that are made outside this country, you know, German cars, you know, Audis, Mercedes, you know, BMWs, Japanese cars and Korean cars that are made outside this country would suffer the most. Any of the, you know, American cars, most of the parts are built in either United States, Canada or Mexico, which those will be exempt from any possible tariffs, because that's part of the NAFTA trade agreement that was enacted by the Clinton administration years and years ago. So most of, you know, all of Ford's cars are either built in those three countries that are sold in this country. So we're in actually a better place, and most of our parts are. But some of the imports could get severely dinged if this goes through.
And I agree with you, Dave, in the sense that that's exactly why I love getting the local perspective, is because when you hear about the potential of something or this could lead to, it drives me crazy. Because, you know, there is a fact I love to live by. 95% of the things that people are worried about never actually happen. True statistic. So I appreciate getting your perspective on this. But I think it's also interesting what you had just said before, which is the amount of years that, correct me if I'm wrong, you had said that you, for example, would have to pay a 25% tariff when you're working with other countries in the auto industry, you know, from a Ford perspective, right? I mean, you've had to, you know, abide by that, and yet it's not reciprocated.
Yeah, like one example that I've used with a lot of people, and I think I have told a lot of people in the media about this, that, you know, for instance, Ford Mustang in Germany is one of the top five performance cars, and that car being imported into Germany gets taxed at a 10% rate. But yet any Volkswagen or BMW or Mercedes that comes over from Germany gets taxed in this country at a 2.5% rate. And for years we've looked for equality in that, and you know, we don't have it. They protect their industries, but yet they don't feel that they should have anything coming into this country. So, I mean, I think everybody would just love a level playing field. And that seems to be the biggest issue with this whole thing.
So I guess, again, without the tariffs being enacted yet, Dave, it's sort of a tough question to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyways. So is it going to cost car buyers more money now, whether they're getting a new car or even if they want to, you know, get parts replaced on their current vehicles?
Well, from my own perspective, being a Ford dealer, as I said, most all of our parts are built in those three countries, so they would be exempt. And our cars are all built. You know, Ford's a global manufacturer, and they build vehicles in every continent of the world. But the ones that are sold in this country are built in those three countries, so we'd be exempt from that. However, That said, if these things are impacted, enacted, if you own an import car, yeah, your part could be 25% more than it was now. Certain cars could go up a lot, if they're not assembled in this country. So, if this goes forward, it could. It hasn't yet, but I would say the imports will suffer the worst.
You know, it's interesting, though, Dave, and I don't want to sound salesy, but I would think then, if a tariff does happen sooner rather than later, is the effect, though, going to happen, right away? So what I mean by that is, are people, if they're in the market even in the next year or two, like, is the time to buy now if, in fact, this is going to happen? Are we going to see the prices change overnight, or is it something that people have a little bit of wiggle room before they see a price hike?
I don't think it's going to happen overnight. I know the last thing that the automakers want to do, because we've had a little bit of a precarious economy last few months anyway, with consumer sentiment being so low, I don't think they want to raise the prices right away. However, that said, yesterday, I know this is a very niche automaker, but Ferrari announced that they're raising prices because they're saying, all right, these tariffs are coming. Now, they can afford to do it. I think that person probably doesn't care that much if the Ferrari costs more than it did before. They want a Ferrari, that's it, and they got the money. But to the average person, if you're buying a part for your 10-year-old Subaru, yeah, it could cost you a lot more, sure. But again, none of this has happened yet. And I know people are running around like they just predicted a 15-inch snowstorm, and everybody's talking about it.
And again, there's always more fear than there is calm before the storm, if you will. And as you mentioned at the very top of this, Dave, which I appreciate, is that nothing has happened yet. Nothing has happened yet. And so it's important to know that and to go beyond the headline. And again, to talk to your, local dealerships, talk to your auto experts. I mean, so Dave, you've been in this industry for how long? Like 30 plus years, right?
Yeah, 40 years.
Yeah. So I think I would say the advice to people listening is, if you are concerned about this, I would ask your dealership that you work with. I would ask, the people who work in this industry. They have their ears to the ground. They know what's happening.
I think the most important thing, if I could interrupt, is if you need a car now, buy the car now. Being a guy that sells car, yeah, I'd love to tell you to come on in and buy a car right now. But I don't think, I think when we look back at this thing, I think personally, this is my opinion, in 6 months, everything's going to be all right.
Okay. Well, Dave Flynn, I appreciate the confidence there, but also the peace of mind, honestly, because as you mentioned, things erupt very quickly in today's world. And so I thank you so much for your perspective, and I appreciate your time here on WICC.
Melissa, have a great morning.
Thank you. You too. That's Dave Flynn, who is the president of Park City Ford, right here on WICC.